The city's top prosecutor and top public defender can't seem to see eye to eye on what bail reform might look like in Nashville. Money bail has been a recurring topic for proponents of criminal justice reform, who say it keeps poor citizens in jail longer than necessary. And some have singled out Davidson County as a leading offender. WPLN's Julieta Martinelli reports.
Say you get arrested in Davidson County. You'll be booked and placed in a holding cell. Later, a commissioner will decide if there's enough evidence to charge you and determine your bail. In most cases, that's the amount that you'll have to pay if you want to wait for your court date outside of jail. If you can't get the money, you're simply stuck there. Last year, the average bond was close to $5,000 for a misdemeanor charge, and more than half the people had to sit in jail until their cases went in front of a judge because they couldn't afford to bond out.
If we think about the concept of presumption of innocence, when you are arrested, you may be charged with a crime, but you are presumed innocent. And one of the biggest injustices we see for our clients is the inability to get out of jail pretrial.
Public defender Don Diener says if someone is sitting in jail even a couple of days, they could lose their jobs. For a single parent or the head of a family, it can also mean worrying about who's watching their children or being able to put food on the table. She says that pressure can lead to accepting unfavorable plea bargains or even pleading guilty just to get out, because waiting to prove their innocence at trial could take months. She adds that there's no proof that keeping someone behind bars who's charged with a minor crime makes the city any safer. But at a recent public forum, District Attorney Glenn Funk, who's the city's top prosecutor, pushed back.
Ms. Diener says that there's no evidence that this keeps victims safe. I would disagree with that. In that if someone who has beaten, abused, strangled an intimate partner on a domestic violence case is released, then many times that person is going to be victimized again.
Funk said many of the people who chose not to bond out were released within 12 hours. Of those who stayed longer, many were charged with domestic violence, a policy he makes no apologies for. But Davidson County's bail system has caught the attention of Civil Rights Corps, a national organization that has recently sued a number of cities across the U.S. with similar policies. A letter sent to the city's top attorney earlier this year, obtained by WSMB, says the city has a two-tiered system of justice, and they plan to sue if changes aren't made. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Julieta Martinelli.